So what we were interested in was looking at individuals with traumatic brain injury and their access to mental health services. And so what we wanted to find out was the differences between people who are involved in the community mental health, the public mental health system here in Colorado, who have traumatic brain injury versus those who do not have traumatic brain injury. And then we wanted to, the Traumatic Brain Injury Trust Fund here in Colorado is also interested in increasing TBI clients' access to mental health care. And I think even more so after, given our findings. We looked at a 3-year period from fiscal year 07 through 09. So fiscal year 07, 08, and 09 was our 3-year period. In fiscal year 07 was the first year we collected information on whether individuals had a TBI who were involved in the public mental health system. In 2009, there were 2,409 clients identified as having a TBI that were served in the public mental health system. That's 2% of the 111,000 clients that were being served in Colorado at that time. TBI clients were identified by a checkbox completed by clinicians on the CCAR, which the CCAR is the Colorado Client Assessment Record that is conducted on every single client that is that participates in the public mental health system. And that checkbox was introduced in July of 2006. As you can see, there's been an exponential increase in the number of clients served between 2007 and 2009. The 3 years where data on TBI clients are available. You'll notice that the exponential increase in the clients served is not mirrored by the new admissions, which means that the TBI clients are hanging out in the mental health system for a good long period of time because the admissions are compiling.
I want you to pull your mic up.
Oh. Sorry, usually I'm plenty loud. So just a little bit about the CCAR. We actually handed one out to you, so you can see the assessment that every client undertakes as they enter the public mental health system. It is a clinician completed instrument. It is not a self-report. CCARs are conducted at admission, at discharge, at annual update, and anytime there is a substantial level of service change for the client. So clients who are in the mental health system for any number of years can have literally hundreds of CCAR assessments. So their clinical change can be tracked across time. There is an abundance of demographic information on the CCAR, as well as 25 clinical domains and 3 overall domains on which the client is evaluated. So clients with TBI are more likely to be male and adults and Caucasian than others served in the public mental health system. They are also less likely to have thought disorders, which is not at all surprising. They have higher anxiety and depression, as well as adjustment disorder, bipolar disorder. The clients in the non-TBI clients in the mental health system have higher incidence of bipolar. I don't think any of this data is terribly shocking, but it confirmed sort of our thoughts around diagnosis. So we created a match sample, and we controlled for mental health diagnosis because we know that diagnosis impacts outcomes. So we matched our sample based on those diagnostic criteria that we just showed you. So we looked at about 1,500 clients with TBI and 1,500 clients without TBI. It's a lower N than the original N of about 400 clients that we had, because we wanted them to have at least 2 CCAR assessments so that we could look at change over time. So the change that we looked at was their first record and their last record. So their last record could be an update to their admission record, or it could be a discharge, depending on what where they were in the system. So these are not all clients that have been discharged from the system. Some of them are still remain. So these are CCAR admission scores in the Colorado Public Mental Health System. So the TBI clients are in red, and the other mental health clients are in blue. So the higher the score, the more severe the problem on all of the domains. And you'll see that the TBI clients are more significantly impaired, have greater symptomology than the non-TBI clients on almost every single domain. The few exceptions are family and social support. We find that TBI clients have less impairment on both of those domains, so are showing greater family involvement and social support at admission. So the last CCAR of record, again, almost all of the domains show a significant difference between the TBI clients and the mental health clients, with the TBI clients being more severe on almost every single domain. Again, social support and family are not significant, and neither is depression on this one. So we decided to look at some change scores. So this is the difference between admission and their last record. And what we found is that the only statistically significant differences in their different scores are on family and overall functioning. So what that means is that TBI clients, even though they came in more severe and stayed more severe, they still had the same magnitude of change as the mental health clients without a traumatic brain injury on the mental health symptoms. Overall level of functioning looks at that domain score, looks at everyday kind of functioning. How well do they do at performing vocational tasks, food attainment, housing, shelter, as well as personal interactions? It's kind of all of the things that you think about in your day-to-day life is what those overall functioning domain measures. And that's the only domain that the TBI clients were not improving as much as the non-TBI mental health clients. The other domain was family, but the TBI clients came in better and stayed better, so there wasn't as much room for change on that one. But I don't think it's surprising that we found that overall functioning domain for TBI clients is not improving, because those are the types of skills that TBI clients really struggle with, those life skills like remembering appointments and struggling with social interactions and things like that. But what we were really impressed with this data was the magnitude of change that TBI clients do experience on the mental health symptoms domain scores. That means that the public mental health system is doing a pretty good job at ameliorating some of those symptoms with TBI clients as well as they are doing with other mental health clients without TBI. And I think that I've covered all of this. And then I think Jean is going to talk to us a little bit about the new directions for increased access in Colorado.
Right. The question is, so what? Is this important? Is it useful? And in fact, we had many people, both on a Colorado advisory board for services for persons with TBI, as well as families and providers, who have been telling us that we really need to have more access to mental health care for persons with TBI. And so we had this sort of undercurrent of people saying this, and then we had the data that said, in fact, they are getting better if they can get access. So Colorado then was able to put in a grant to HRSA, which just started in October, but at least in that grant, we were able to think of some strategies as to how to increase the access of persons with traumatic brain injury into our mental health system. So the primary strategy here is to develop this brain injury resource team, or BIRT. And it is primarily going to be composed of mental health personnel. Oops, I went the wrong way. We're also collaborating with our community mental health centers in some instances with individual centers, but primarily with the statewide organization, the Colorado Behavioral Health Council. They're very supportive of this. So we're going to try and do a lot of training across the state to develop this team. The Division of Mental Health, or Division of Behavioral Health, is also a lead in this. So it's really a collaborative between the folks that are really advocates for TBI people, as well as our Division of Behavioral Health. And then we're also going to try to develop a more systematic referral system, so we know when are people getting referred, what kinds of services do they need. We just don't have any clue to that at this point. And then we'll develop a curriculum that will train people in our mental health system to know much more about TBI, much more about what it means over the lifespan, how to do some of these evaluations, what kinds of interventions would be useful, and to give them some case examples. So with the training and the consultation, we're hoping that our mental health system will then be more welcoming, more hospitable, and more effective in working with our folks that have both mental illness and TBI. Thanks.
Thank you.